Considered from NPR News. We start this hour by going to the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is musician John Lilly, a great friend of a number of musicians from this area. They all work at a summer music camp called Augusta. It's quite a renowned camp around here. Many people going there, sharing Cajun and Creole culture with so many musicians like yourself and learning from you as well. And I had the pleasure a couple weeks ago, Yvette Landry, who we know very well here at the station, came by and dropped off one of your discs and said that you would be coming through, passing through and playing in a few places around here. And I know a lot of your musician friends who already know your music will be very glad to hear you. And hopefully a lot of people who hear you today will show up. So I guess to give people a sense of what your music is like, you teach early country at the Augusta camp, and you're very interested in country, traditional country.
That's
so
right.
What are you going to play?
Well, I write songs in an older style, mm-hmm. So I think I'll do one of my original songs. It's sort of in an old rockabilly kind of style. This one's called Wrong, Wrong, Wrong. I was thinking that we had a good thing going, thinking that we were going strong, thinking you'd be my baby. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was dreaming about those hugs and kisses and your sweet loving all night long, hoping you'd be my missus. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was wrong when I thought that the ring that I bought would stay on you. It was wrong for me to get the idea that I would be your man. I was thinking I stood one good chance at a real romance for a whole life long, thinking you'd be my baby. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was making big plans and telling my buddies that we'd get married for too long. Told them that you love me. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So back in my bags, I'm packing it in, and it looks like I'll be traveling on. Won't be back again. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. I was wrong when I thought that the ring that I bought would stay on your hand. Well, it was wrong for me to get the idea that I would be your man. I was thinking I stood one good chance at a real romance for a whole life long, thinking you'd be my baby. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was thinking you'd be my baby. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong.
That was musician John Lilly performing one of his original songs. He will be playing tonight in Bro Bridge at Café des Amis, so you have an opportunity to hear more of his music, and hopefully he'll play another selection towards the end of the interview. Tell us just a bit about your background, John, and how you began playing what you play.
Well, I live in Charleston, West Virginia, and I've been there. I've been in West Virginia about 20 years, although I've lived all over the country. I was born in Illinois. And so my roots are in Chicago music, blues, folk, rock, classical, ethnic music, all that stuff in Chicago. I was exposed to all of that growing up. And in high school and college, I went to the University of Illinois for some years before moving to, let's see, Kansas, Colorado, Arizona, California, Ohio, Tennessee, North Carolina, and then West Virginia finally. So I've been all over the country, been exposed to lots of stuff, but I've always been drawn to what we call roots music, traditional music, stuff with a twang to it.
Yeah, and interestingly, too, you're also very interested in other kinds of traditional crafts and activities. You're the editor of a beautiful magazine called Golden Seal. It's called The West Virginia Traditional Life. And it's just a gorgeous magazine. You edit that and let people know about all kinds of traditions taking place in West Virginia. So music is one of your passions.
That's right. I'm interested in heritage. I'm interested in how we got here. And where that tells us about maybe where things might go in the future, and the continuity. And I know that's a big topic for people in this part of the world as well. But up in West Virginia, we have many senior citizens, and the magazine is based on oral histories with older West Virginians, and what they want to talk about, how they spend their lives, how they made their livings, how they spend their free time, things that interest them. So the current issue, the one that I brought you, has a lot about the glass industry. There used to be a lot of industrial glass in West Virginia, stained glass, and all the windshields for Ford automobiles were made in Charleston, as well as all the Coke bottles in the country. That no longer happens, but art glass is a big part of West Virginia right now, and so the woman makes what they call cameo glass. Mm-hmm. But also bluegrass music, coal mining, mm-hmm. one-room mm-hmm. schools.
You address all those topics in this magazine.
That's right. Yeah, it comes out four times a year, and that's my 40-hour week, and I've been doing that for 15 years. But I decided after 15 years, for heaven's sakes, I'm going to take a couple months off.
You needed a road trip.
Take a road trip. That's right. And I'm a little over half, I'm about two-thirds of the way done. I started in Saskatchewan, British Columbia, then Alaska, then New York State for about 10 days. And then I drove down here. And I'm still seeing the highway fly by as I sit here.
Need to settle for just a little bit. Now, you mentioned that you know a lot of musicians from here, and obviously Yvette, very taken with your music, and Joel Savoy has been helping you set up some tour dates here.
Great people.
But tell us about some of the other musicians you've played with and worked with and listened to at some of these camps, Cajun Creole musicians.
Well, the first Cajun musician I met actually was Dewey Balfa. At another camp called Ashokan in New York State, and I met Mr. Dewey and his daughter Christine and Steve Riley. They were all there up that year. I think that was 1984. I'm not sure, but it was quite some years ago. And then, of course, at the Augusta Heritage Center, which takes place in West Virginia, I've met the ones you mentioned, as well as Al Berard and Jim Phillips and just too many to, I don't want to start naming them because I'll forget a bunch of them.
Someone will call up and
Gino
say, missed
Delafosse
me.
Gino Delafosse and Jesse Leger, mm-hmm. Randy Vedrine, lots of great musicians from this area.
For those in our audience who have not had occasion or reason to go to a camp like Augusta, describe what it is and what's so inspiring about it.
It's immersion. Mm-hmm. It's an immersion experience on a college campus. There are a number of these camps around in schools around the country and I suppose around the world at this point. But Augusta was the sort of the first one of its type with the folk arts. And you're at a small college campus in a remote part of West Virginia. And most people stay on campus in the dorm rooms. And from the time you arrive on Sunday until the time you leave the following Saturday, most people don't leave the college campus. There are classes all day long. Augusta, you essentially choose one class, although sometimes people can take, maybe some Cajun accordion and some Cajun dance or some Cajun cooking during that time, but they're immersed in whichever culture or topic they've chosen. It's not only Cajun, it's what we call Appalachian or old-time music, bluegrass, swing, Irish, swing. There's a dance week, a vocal week, a guitar week, and also crafts. People can learn wood carving, weaving, guitar repair, all sorts of things. There are hundreds of classes. And there are 400 or 500 people on campus all going through a similar experience. And you become very close with your instructors, and many of whom are tradition bearers from that's why these people come up from Louisiana. They don't have people who learned secondhand. They try to get people who learned firsthand and maybe within their families or themselves are tradition bearers to come and share this knowledge and this enthusiasm and just this experience. And students come from all over the country and from other parts of the world, and they just get a full dose for a week, and it changes lives. It really does.
Well, it's a lovely phrase to use, the tradition bearers who come and bear that information and knowledge and share it with everyone there. So you don't need to be a performing musician in order to attend.
No. The emphasis is not on performance. Mm-hmm. It's on culture and on learning and mm-hmm. sharing and gaining insight into, these various traditions and mm-hmm. how they came to be what they are today.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there are often jam sessions that take place at these camps. Have you ever been to some jam sessions with musicians from here playing Cajun music? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you've spent many an hour doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The college was built in the early 1900s, and there's a couple large buildings, big old mansions, and these wraparound porches, and the jam sessions take place. The porch is big enough you can get four or five jam sessions of maybe 20 people each taking place at one time. And, yeah, you get some pretty big Cajun jams. Mm. I saw one Cajun jam up there one time with, I think I counted 12 fiddles, 6 accordions, and 1 guitar.
What a joyous, joyous noise that must have been.
Yeah, boy, that guitar player had her job cut out for her, too.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is musician John Lilly. He is here on a road trip, touring around. He's from West Virginia and many other places. He also is very involved in the traditions of West Virginia, whether it is crafts or music or any number of things taking place in the folk traditions there. That magazine is called Golden Seal, and you can find out more about it on the web, as the Augusta Camp as well. He will be performing tonight in Brobridge at Café des Amis, and actually has quite a full weekend. Where else are you playing, John?
I'm playing on Friday at McGee's Landing in Henderson. And Saturday, you said it so pretty. What's the name of the place?
Rendezvous des Cajuns.
That's right, at the Liberty Theater in Eunice. I'm really honored to be part of that program. I know that's a very well-respected program, and I'm happy to do that. And then Sunday, I'm doing the Sunday brunch at the Blue Dog.
All right.
And is that right here in Lafayette?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so you'd be returning back to Lafayette. And the Eunice show, KRVS carries that show live, so it'll be the second time that you're on KRVS.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So tonight you'll be playing at Café des Amis. Will you be solo, or will you be joined by other musicians?
I'll be solo unless someone else shows up.
Well, you described those big jams.
Yeah, I'd be happy, but I just got into town and didn't have time to round up anybody, so I expect I'll be solo this evening.
Well, now, I have this beautiful disc in front of me I mentioned at the beginning. It's called John Lilly, Cold Comfort, and it looks like it was a real group effort. You have a lot of friends on this disc, including Sonny Landreth, I see him here.
Yeah, Sonny plays on it. Boy, that's a treasure to have Sonny involved in a project like that.
Well, tell me about this disc. Are these all original songs?
That's right. I wrote all the songs on there, and I recorded most of it in Texas, some of it in Nashville, and I paid for it with $5,000 that I won in a songwriting contest from Midas Muffler.
Well, good thing to use this that for.
And the song, the Midas Muffler song, was called Come and Go, and that's the one that Sonny Landreth plays guitar, and another great guitarist joins him named Bill Kirchen. And they do some twin guitar stuff, kind of reminiscent of the Allman Brothers. Anyway, that's the first song on that was recorded with those musicians.
Mm-hmm. And I see Tim O'Brien is on the disc as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tim worked with me on a number of songs. And a great singer named Brennan Lee, she sings the harmonies. And a great fiddler named Bobby Flores, one of the best fiddlers in Texas. And Tommy Dedemore produced it with me, and he plays the steel and a few other instruments. So I really had some great musicians to work with, and I was really happy that the recording came out as well as it did. And I'm proud of the songs. I've got 13 original songs on there, and I get a lot of nice comments about this recording quality as well as the material, and so I'm really proud of it.
Definitely. And are you going to have copies of this available with you?
I just might have a few left.
Okay. After this long road trip.
Yeah, I'll have them. I'll have them with me.
Well, that's Cold Comfort by John Lilly, my guest. And do you have a website people can go?
Yes, I do. JohnLillyMusic.com, www.JohnLillyMusic.com.
Okay, and you can find out more information about John, and also I'm sure the disc is on that website as
That's right. People can download clips and buy it and check it all out.
All right. And again, John is great friends with so many musicians from South Louisiana, and Sonny Landreth on this disc, Cold Comfort. Well, could we go out with one more song, John?
Yeah, why don't we do the title cut off the CD?
And that's Come and Go, and this will be sans Sonny Landreth, without Sonny Landreth.
No, that you'll have to play that one some other time. I'll do Cold Comfort.
Okay, Cold Comfort. And again, my guest, John Lilly, he'll be performing tonight in Brobridge at Café des Amis. That's from 7 until 9 o'clock on Friday at McGee's Landing in Henderson, on Saturday in Eunice at the Liberty Theater for Rendezvous de Cajun, and on Sunday here in Lafayette again at the Blue Dog Cafe. So this is Cold Comfort, which is the title song of John Lilly's disc, Cold Comfort.
Thanks, Judith. I got your message yesterday. Said you and your new love both doing fine. Said that you're sorry and you hope I'm doing well. You think about me from time to time. But that's cold comfort, cold. I'm still as blue as I can be. Yes, that's cold comfort, cold comfort. That's cold, cold comfort to me. Sometimes old friends will come around. We'll go out and have a little fun. Stay out late at night and go paint the town. And once in a while I'll meet someone. But that's cold comfort, cold comfort. I'm still as blue as I can be. Yes, that's cold comfort, cold comfort. That's cold, cold comfort to me. Yes, that's cold, cold comfort to me.
John Lilly, Cold Comfort. He will be at the Café des Amis tonight in Brobridge, 7 until 9. Thanks, John.
Thank you.